here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball on a rainy Tuesday, talking with Heath Stein, head coach for the Harlan Cyclones. And Coach, sorry we couldn't come up to Carroll to broadcast your game on Tuesday evening. You'll make it up on Wednesday afternoon. We'll see you in a couple of weeks against Lewis Central. But right now, 6-4, coming off a doubleheader sweep, which was a pretty close game, two close games against Atlantic. How do you feel about your baseball team here after 10 games?
Yeah, we're sitting 6-4. I think that we've learned some things about ourselves, and we've had some guys go through some struggles, and some of them are starting to bounce out of it and just kind of learning who we need to be, how we need to act, and what we need to do to be successful. So it'll be a work in progress as we go along as it is, and we'll just continue to work throughout the year.
How did you feel about that doubleheader with the Trojans? They gave you a couple of really good ball games.
Yeah, they sure did. They threw the ball well, especially in that second game. But they're a scrappy bunch. Their record doesn't indicate how tough they could be. Like I said, especially the lefty on the mound, the Mullen kid, who did a really nice job in game two. And they've got some nice pieces. So they gave us a couple of really good ball games. That was the start of our five-game week. So we're trying to kind of navigate the staff and how we're going to attack the week. And we had a couple guys with not a lot of experience that we threw out there, but they did a nice job scrapping through, and we were able to grind out a couple wins.
You mentioned a couple of guys were in a little bit of a mini slump to start the season. Who are some guys that are now starting to show some signs of breaking out of it?
Cade Nelson has been, he hasn't gone through his slump yet, and he's just been in a really good spot the whole season. He's hitting above 400 and just doing a nice job, consistent approaches and knowing what he needs to do to be successful. Landon Kaufman went through a little funk for a couple weeks, and the sample size is still small. We're still around 30 at bats, so we're still kind of figuring out approaches and trying to get comfortable in a routine. We're fresh out of school, so we can get in more of a summer routine as well. But he's done a nice job the last week or so. Joseph Rice has stayed hot. He's been hot the whole time. He's above 400. Guys like Colin Schneider and Brett Hazy and Hayden Somler are guys in the middle of our lineup. Fox Argon Singer leading off for us that we're going to rely on heavily to carry us. And they know what they need to do. They're working on things, and they've been hot, been not. Kind of gone back and forth, so we're just working on consistency with everything we're doing.
When we talked last, you were concerned about turnover in pitching from last year to this year. You thought maybe it'd be a work in progress for your pitching staff. You've thrown a lot of different guys pitching wise so far this season. What has really stood out there in terms of your arms and what you're looking at to get them even better as you go through the middle part of the season pretty soon?
We've got some young guys that have done a really nice job getting tossed in the fire. Guys like Gavin Sisson, Gavin Eck, freshman and a sophomore that haven't really thrown any varsity at all coming into this year. And Sisson beat Helan, his first outing ever on the varsity mound, which was an impressive outing. And Gavin Eck got a win last night, and he had he's 2-0 in the season with a sub-2 ERA. Just doing a really nice job, those two throwing the ball. And then you got Colt Schneider, Jonas Reynolds, Weston Rice, all those guys, and then other pieces that we use here and there to try to, like I said, navigate our long weeks, because we play four or five games basically every week all year long. So just continue, to pitch, execute pitches here and there. And when you get in jams, how you react out of them and just try to always be on the attack. So guys are doing a nice job, and hopefully we continue to get better at that as well.
Gavin Eck right now, he's got the most amount of starts for you, a 1.29 ERA in his three outings. He's only allowed 3 earned runs, 6 walks, so you'd like to see that a little bit lower, 7 strikeouts. What about his style that really stands out the most for him?
He can mix 3 pitches pretty well. He's a little bit, across his body almost, so it comes out a little bit different than some guys. He's not a power guy by any means, but he does a nice job of mixing his pitches in different counts. But thing with Gavin, his pitch count does tend to climb a little bit high, and that's maybe just the youth in him. That he's full count with a lot of batters. So we're looking to maybe become a little bit more efficient with him. But overall, I mean, those numbers right there you just read off are very impressive for Gavin.
Also, you've used Colton Schneider a lot, pitching only one start, but you wanted to keep him in the relief role, and you seemingly been able to do that. How has that been able to work out for you? And Jonas Reynolds, another guy who's got a save and a couple of starts for you. You'd like to see his ERA go down a little bit more, but you know, these two guys are obviously important to your staff as well.
Yeah, Colton is a big time asset to have in the backside of our either rotation or to finish out ball games. We know we're going to get out of him. Weston was nursing a little bit of a shoulder issue. So the end of last week against Sergeant Bluff, we ended up flipping those guys a little bit, and Colt started and West came in relief. So we'll kind of, I guess, see how the season plays out. But yes, Jonas is going to start tomorrow against Kemper. And he's a guy that you can use in relief. You can start. He's kind of a rubber arm type guy who can throw all the time and seems to never be sore. So we'll continue to try to piece things together. But yeah, hopefully we can kind of establish a consistent four or five starters, and then kind of use the others how we need to.
So coming up here, I mean, you got back-to-back games with Kemper, makeup game on Wednesday at noon, and then LC after that, Lamar's, which is you got to go travel a little bit. Glenwood is a feisty team, although the record hasn't maybe reflected how good they are. And then a tough game against Denison Sleswig. What do you make of this, you know, this schedule here? You got a tough stretch, and you're kind of in the middle, getting into the middle of the season here.
Yeah, no, we start off with a pretty hellacious stretch, as we always do. Sioux City North, ADM, Sioux City Heelan, and Sergeant Bluff. Heelan and Sergeant Bluff are ranked in the top 10 in 3A, so they're very good ball clubs. And then, yeah, you toss in LC tomorrow, who's playing really good ball and always very talented, along with the rest of the Hawkeye 10, who, like you said, is scrappy and dangerous, and there's always rivalries with them. So it's always a grind when it was going to be. And like you said, we're testing our depth on the mound, trying a bunch of guys out, see what sticks, trying out different lineups a little bit, and just constantly working on trying to improve throughout the grind that is the season, and hopefully playing our best ball in July.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck against KC and in LC. A lot of C's in there, and hopefully they turn into W's for you. Thanks so much.
You bet, Chris. Thank you very much.
He's Stein, head coach for Harlan Baseball, with us here on KSOM.